and grasp the matter that comes to your attention, with your inner self. To know in this fashion means, result in, spontaneous good thoughts and actions. It means spontaneously giving forth of the light that is love. It is creative and raises the very atoms, the very vibrations of your world. Remember, dear ones, the development of the mental body depends upon your habitual thought. We mean by this the building or development of the higher mental vehicle through which the Christ within can and will operate, so as to create a world so far removed from and above this earth that it will not be of the same substance. Words in square brackets have been added by me in the hope of further clarifying White Eagle's wisdom. The Law of Karma, from the Gentle Brother Stella Polaris August, Sept 2011, every action brings its due reward, brings its due result. An action is like a seed sown in the earth, in the physical life, and the harvest of that action has to be reaped. The world as a whole is only too conscious today of the karmic debt which is being paid as a result of wrong action, of cruel action, of the result of hate of one person to another, of one country to another. You cannot sow tares, and reap wheat. This is what all the great ones who came to this earth from the circle of the star came to teach. These great beings still remain with this planet, watching over it until every living soul is safe again with the Father. This is a very sacred and serious truth. In this truth we see the foundation of the example of true brotherhood, because these illumined souls so love people that they will not leave this dark earth until every soul has been raised up, until every soul realizes its son-daughtership with God. From this star circle the rays of light pour down upon the earth. There is no hurry. They continue their watchfulness as the sun rises in the east and sinks in the west, day by day, as the seasons come and go, and as the years pass the faithful watchers of that great circle continue their service to humanity. There is nothing too beautiful to believe. Believe in everything that is beautiful, because it is true. God is beauty. God is love. God is truth. Remember that there are many facets in a jewel, and while at times one person may travel along the blue ray, another along the yellow ray and another along the green ray, and so on, all are traveling and all will meet at the apex of the pyramid, where shines the true light of God. The word tares is an old Middle English word of unknown origin. It is a biblical term used in St. Matthew 13:24-30 for a harmful weed that resembles corn when young. Six-pointed star. The White Eagle Mission, from White Eagle Illumination, first published 1937, our particular mission here is to endeavor to teach the inner mysteries of Christ's mission. This is the work of the White Brotherhood, of which the Master Jesus is a brother. We make no pretense and no claims that our opinion is the only right one. Be quite clear on this point, we bring only such knowledge as has been revealed to us, and there may be those present who have received a greater revelation. Exchange your knowledge with ours, and we ours with yours, for we meet as siblings. We do not come to lecture or sermonize, but only that we may grow together into the light. From White Eagle Stella Polaris February, March 2008 Fire, water, earth and air, I cannot say all you want. You must not expect White Eagle to tell you everything, because as you evolve you will see for yourself. We, your guides in the world of spirit, must not deny you the joy of discovering new knowledge and of finding some gem, some wonderful new beauty in art, music, literature, philosophy. My writings are coming to you in the same spirit of inquiry and of seeking new interpretations of some very old themes. By adding ever more fresh insights into the understanding that is already there, I hope to do my share of bringing a measure of healing and peace into our troubled world. God bless each one of you. May the angels keep us and our world safe, now and forever. The White Eagle Group of Guides, White Eagle in Flight, Rays of Wisdom, Healers and Healing, Appendix White Eagle Teachings, a collection. This part of the jottings contains some of White Eagle's most beautiful teachings which, upon first encountering them, echoed the insights that were coming to me in my writings. They are appearing here with the kind permission of the White Eagle Lodge, which was founded the 22nd of February 1936 in London. Unbeknown to me, it celebrated the 70th anniversary of its existence in 1976, the year Rays of Wisdom came into being. By now, White Eagle has become a world movement with many followers in a number of countries. This appendix is dedicated to the memory of the lodge's founders, Grace and Ivan Cook. Grace was the spiritual medium through which the White Eagle group of guides gave their teachings. White Eagle called her Minesta. More about this in the section Books, Further Studying. The symbol of the White Eagle is used for the spokesperson of one of the groups in the world of spirit in charge of humankind. It stands for the Great White Spirit who lifts us and our world on its mighty wings directly into the heart of the sun, the spiritual sun beyond the sun in the sky above us. Over the ages, its wisdom has flown from the highest levels of life into the consciousness of humankind in the darkness and confinement of its earthly existence. This has happened all along through all manner of sources, including White Eagle for the present age. The Great Eagle has always helped humankind to gain access to God's wisdom and light of understanding, to find it is every soul's birthright. He is still with us now and he will accompany us forever.